Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Good morning, everyone. This is Bishop Deborah Vaughn coming to you live from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. How are you doing this morning? My voice is almost here. There's been so much pollen in the air that I've been really finding my allergies bad this season. Apparently, a lot of people are as well. So I hope that you can hear me, and I will make an effort to enunciate so that everyone can tell what I'm saying, and it doesn't sound like I have a stopped-up nose. So yesterday, we were talking about the law of attraction and how our thoughts, fueled by emotion, can affect what comes our way through the day and in our life. I wonder if you had a chance to listen in to the chorus of thoughts in your head through the day. Sometimes it can be a very revealing and surprising activity. I'm always surprised at just how negative my thoughts can be and how many worries are floating around in my head at any given moment. Even though I work on letting go and letting God work things out, there are still those times when I just get overwhelmed and I want answers or I want immediate results. And you know how that is. We want to steer the boat. We want to make sure things happen. And sometimes we feel that we can't wait on God to work or for prayers to be answered. We want to do it ourselves. Now, one great way, as we're looking at the law of attraction, one great way to get the day off to a fabulous start and to let the law of attraction work in our lives is to begin it with prayer. And to journal, to get a journal and write down your thoughts can be extremely helpful. You know, we feel that we don't have enough time in the day, that we're always rushed. It makes wonderful sense, and it's so important just to get up an extra 15 minutes early and commit yourself to this, even for a week. We can offer our fears, the things we're concerned about. We put it on paper. We get it outside of us. We write it down. Or we offer it to Creator in prayer and kind of visualize the whole list of things, wrap them up in a big towel or whatever in your mind, and send off the laundry to the angels. Pass it over to them to work on. Just give it over. Get it out of your being. And angels are delighted to assist with us in every need. So give it to the angels, and they'll work it out for us. And as we give it all over, then we can offer gratitude for the things that we're thankful about. Once we clear that plate, imagine it like, you know, you've got stuff in your hands. And as long as you've got stuff in your hands and you're holding on to them, there's no room. You don't have an open palm to receive more. So as we give over, as we unburden our hands, as we let those things go, then we're receptive. We can hold out our hand, and it's ready to receive. So as we start the day counting our blessings, giving over, then we receive more blessings. Jesus tells us that to seek first the kingdom of God. And as we connect with divine love and align with God's grace, then blessings will be given to us. When we seek spirit each and every morning, when we start our day connecting with that love that permeates everything, that created everything, that animates everything, when we put ourselves in that place of forgiveness, of acceptance, of compassion, of home for us, spiritual home. As we go through the day with that sense of connection, then we will find amazing things happening to us. Seek first the Spirit, seek first the kingdom of God, and everything will be added unto you. And not only are we attracting these blessings through the law of attraction, but as we stay plugged into that place of grace, we're actually walking among the blessings. We're in alignment with them, if you see what I mean. Now, it's challenging to not to fall back into negative thinking. All we have to do is listen to the news, and there's enough cause for great distress right there. We may be aware of people now who do nothing but grumble and complain. At first, it may be difficult to stay connected with the positive vibes that we find from spirit. And that's okay. The point is not to be perfect and to stay connected with grace all day, but it's to, as much as we can, stay in that place of peace and receptivity as much as possible. And we'll still have bad days, but taking a moment to stop, center, and ask for divine assistance will get us into a better space far more quickly. So this is one way to implement the law of attraction in your life: journaling the things that bother you, sitting down, writing them down, praying and offering your needs and concerns, and feeling grateful and offering thanks for all the good things that you do have. We have so many blessings. Counting our blessings reminds us of really how far ahead of the game we are, how very much we do have. Instead of looking at what we don't have and what we want, one of the best things we can do to get the law of attraction working is to focus on what we do have, and then things will be added onto us. Try it for a week. See what changes come. It may be exactly the shift in your life that you're looking for. Tomorrow, we'll continue looking at the ways to brighten life with blessings. But now let's offer a prayer for our day. Gracious God, I give you thanks for the gift of this new day. I appreciate the potential that this day brings. And I ask that each step be guided by your love. Today, I reach out to understand more fully your presence in my life, your power in my life, your assistance in my life. I give thanks that you walk with me and that your angels always protect me. Help me to remember that I am never alone. This day, we pray for all who are going through challenges, and especially on this September 11th, we remember all of those who were affected by the events of 9/11. We remember all who died. We remember all those first responders who were so heroic and brave, all the people that rushed to rescue and to help in the midst of such chaos, all of the families who lost loved ones or whose lives have been affected by it for 11 years and beyond. On this anniversary, may they know the depth of your love for each of them, and find comfort and peace. We hold the image of a peaceful planet with plenty for all and joy filling each and every life. In the name of love, we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me this morning in this little time of connection. I hope that your day is wonderful. If you would like to assist us with our online work here, we are upgrading our equipment, which is quite antiquated, and we have started an Indiegogo campaign, which you see on the show page there, the link. Please go and take a look at what we're offering, and if you can assist us in every way, anyway, no matter how small, we would be so grateful for your support. We're looking to upgrade our computer and our microphone, and also help with some of the costs with Blog Talk and our online things. So if you can help us, that's great. Share the word. We'll be very grateful for any assistance you can provide. Join me again tomorrow morning on Connection Point, where we'll look at another way to get the law of attraction working in our lives with divine love. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb.